Don't fight it, Michael. Just dance with the music. I'm
looking at the bottle.
Right?
That's 5 o'clock on Wednesday. No worries, no worries. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Vero Insider, where we chat about where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. Did you know that this day in history, Mount Vesuvius erupted? That's right. Yep, back in just 79. like if you say like back in 79, people are like, oh, like 19. No, just 79.
So it's like 00079.
Correct. Oh. Yep. And over 15,000 people died.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
That was bad.
That was a big one. Oh. Also, this day in history, 1891, Thomas Edison patented the motion picture camera.
I love him.
Thank God
sort
for
of
him.
A big yes. deal, right?
Yeah,
what
yeah,
would we
yeah.
do with all of our free time? Oh, we could go and hang out at the rec department. That's something.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. That's an option for you. We are here, Michael Redstone, in the house with the Indian River County Recreation Department, where we're getting ready to kick off. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where's his applause, Cindy?
Slack him.
I don't know what we're going to do with it.
He wants some applause, and he earned them. There she goes.
Fired.
So the rec department is getting ready to kick off a big season, right?
Yes.
We have football in store.
Football going on, yes. It's in the air.
And you got that right. My house has already been changed. It's happening. Men in their preseason football leading into season football. I don't know. It's crazy.
That's right.
I personally enjoy draft beer and wings. What's your question,
Sunday? My question is, I watched a little bit of the Olympics, and I am like crazy about, what's that one that they pass the football and they don't really smash into each other?
Rugby.
I love that.
Oh, really? Rugby smashes into each other.
They do they?
Oh,
band?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so.
It's really violent.
Yeah. And they have
no
protection.
Nothing.
What was I
But the
thinking?
Men are handsome, and I think that's
they,
what you were thinking,
that,
Cindy.
You know what,
that's
probably
you were thinking
it was the
golf.
Shorts. That's what it was.
That was it. And they looked like they had good hand maneuver.
There you go.
Okay.
That was important.
Okay, so now you learn me, and I feel better.
Well, right. Lesson learned.
Okay.
So, Recreation Department football.
Right.
Upcoming, we'll have some basketball soon.
We start with football in the fall when school goes back in session, and then from there we'll go right into basketball, and we do a winter season of basketball and then a spring season of baseball.
Whoop, whoop. That's where I'll be a coach
yep.
again.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm team mom. I'm team mom.
Oh,
it's a big deal.
Wait.
Oh, applause.
And lots of responsibility in that position.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there are. If you don't have lots of cold drinks and snacks, hello, you'll fail.
Right. And a lot of times that's, you know, when they go out there and that game's over with, it's not so much who won and lost, it's what's for the snack afterwards.
Oh, that's all they care about.
So true.
It's adorable.
And tender, loving care.
Well, I was dealing with younger kids. I'm sure as they get older, it really is about the score.
Yeah.
But, you know, in that sweet little 6 to 8 year old age group from last year, that was the least of their worries.
Right.
So I think that it's fantastic. And you know what I really love about the rec department, too? It's not overly competitive. So if you're new to the area, like perhaps Dr. Hockey and her family, you can get the kids involved. And it's not going to take 3 times a week out of your time when you're already busy as a working parent. And, of course, with the school load that the children have. In addition, it's just sort of like the good sportsmanship. Everyone's there to have fun and learn the game and try and harvest some skills, but it's not overly intense, which I really appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's competitiveness in everything you do.
Sure.
The children go to the water fountain. There's going to be competitive. Who gets there first? You know,
right.
Who
well
get
said.
The longest drink and all that. Yeah. So, you know, there is competitiveness. No matter where you go, but we don't stress that on the recreation side. It's more about the participation, getting everybody involved, having a good time, and bringing them back again.
Right.
You know, instead of trying to run them off. And
right.
So we spend a lot of time with our coaches and training and getting them to make sure that, you know, every child is getting an opportunity to play.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's sitting on the bench for long periods of time.
That's right.
So it is important for us to, you know, and there's always the discussion of whether trophy for everybody or trophies only for winners. That's always going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's more about that child, that trophy that they get that season may be their only trophy they ever get,
right?
You know, in their whole in their whole years of playing. So it is important, and so we kind of hang on to that and allow those children and those participants, both on the adult side of it, and you know, you see a lot of parents that will try to live out their their childhood playing of sports and everything through their children, and so you know we're not naive to that part of it too, but I think we put a pretty good product out there for everyone to come out and to be active, and it really is a family atmosphere.
And the price point is right.
It is a very good price point. We've worked very hard to keep our prices at a point that everybody, we don't turn any children away. If they can't play, we do have scholarships available. So, you know, it is about, you know, a family atmosphere and bringing everybody out. We don't allow the yelling in the stands and the, you know, the threatening of the umpires or anything like that. So, you know, you really can bring your whole family out and enjoy the evening.
That's right. And I've seen many a family participate to that caliber, whether it's a big group and there's concessions available. And it's just a great opportunity to allow your children to experiment with the sport. You don't have to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars to find out that they might not like it.
Right. Plenty
and
you of time can, for that.
Right. You can commit to 6 or 9 weeks and say, you know, it just wasn't for him, or it was great, and now we're going to try it again.
And that's the big push right now is that everybody's so tunnel vision to one sport. You know, you got to play this. And children, as they're growing up, the more they're exposed to different events and different activities, the better and more well-rounded person they're going to be.
True. Really well said. What's the website for families to go online, check it out? I know soon they're going to get a catalog sent home in all the kids' backpacks.
Right.
But
we put out a brochure three times a year into the elementary schools. But they can go on our website. It's irc.rec. For Indian River County Recreation, or the website for the intergenerational building. It has its own website, and that is ircig.com. So you can go on there, and you can see pictures of the inside and everything.
Will the new basketball season be happening? Will that be one of the
things? We are moving the winter season to the intergenerational. We'll still play games occasionally in the North County because we do have North County teams.
Sure.
We are a countywide program, so we'll still do that, but the majority of the games will be played there.
This will be a new offering.
That's right.
Very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting. We're going to double back in a little bit and talk about more of different events people can expect to happen there at the IG building. But in the interim, I have Dr. Hockey in the house, and really excited that you and your family chose Vero Beach. I think that's just such a testament to the way of life that we have and the community that we have. I'm sure that everyone in this room has at one point at least been a homeowner. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with Caliber Home Loans, but they are a wonderful sponsor of the program. And they love to service this immediate area. They specialize in local appraisers. So when you get ready to sell your home or you're getting ready to buy a home, you're using a local appraiser that can make sure that if you're moving into the fingers, that it's appraised because it's in the fingers and not because it should be something that's equal to what's going on in Port St. Lucie, for example.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a tremendous value. They have a number of different packages, including different ways that they can work with veterans or those of us who have had bad credit in the past, suffered from a bankruptcy. Caliber Home Loans, they're local. They use local appraisers. They can help you with all your home ownership needs. And in addition, First American Title is a great partner of theirs and of the program, where if you're getting ready to list your house, they make sure that all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and they can account for all of those specifications, because when you sell that home, you don't want anything to come back or stop you from close the day of closing.
Yes.
And First American is a great resource for that. They're here local in the 2002 building. Mm-hmm. They just did a successful school supply drive for Vero Beach Elementary. They're vested in the local community. They're going to be our next host for the Realtors Association Alive at 5 coming up in October at their venue. So we're very very pleased to have them be a partner of the show. And I'm not bragging, but Cindy, did I tell you that I'm up for Affiliate of the Year for the Realtors Association as White Glove Moving?
No, you should say that because you deserve that.
It's my third nomination in a row.
Oh,
the last two I lost. Who was that soap opera lady that was like nominated a whole bunch of times?
Oh, and Susan Lucci.
Susan Lucci. So I'm like the Susan Lucci of the Realtors Association. I'm hoping I win.
I'm going to get up and give you a hug. You're going to win before Susan Lucci took like 21 years.
Oh.
No, that's not going to happen to you.
Third time's a charm.
I'm just saying.
Let's, oh, my heavens. Could you imagine?
We're going to stuff the ballot box.
It's just so silly.
It is.
It's a great association. It truly is. And it's just, you have to be nominated by a local realtor. So for someone to think of me at least three times, that's pretty fantastic.
And so, it's phenomenally fantastic.
Yeah, it's in a couple of weeks. Hopefully I'll have a good update. I probably won't mention it again until then. So, I hope I didn't jinx myself.
You know, keep it under wraps.
No, you won't jinx it. We need one of those boards that they have for when they give the money, you know, for like the, what's the, I'm not going to think of it. When people donate money and they have the board.
Like for the big fundraiser?
Yeah, the fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Exactly.
Anna's tally to date.
Oh, dear. Yet no.
I'm busting you.
We could do a tally like that, though, for how many cell phones we collect at our local PacMail beachside location. I would love that.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Are you familiar with this program?
No.
No?
I have cell phones to donate.
Oh, goody.
There you go.
Not only is she going to be my new doctor, folks, but she clearly has old cell phones. Are they old Nextels? Old Blackberries? What are they?
I have one BlackBerry and I have one old iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Crack screens? We love them. So basically at PacMail, what we do, not only are we shipping experts and provide free pickups to your residents or your business for all of your shipping needs, especially the big, heavy and awkward stuff, but we also are an outlet for cell phones for soldiers. So we really, really love our brave men and women who serve our country abroad, and they aren't home with their families and they're not able to talk to them very often, right? And they have to use a secure landline in order to make the calls. Mm-hmm. So what do we do with cell phones for soldiers? We take all those old phones, whether they're broken screens or just completely outdated. I recently got a couple bagged phones. Remember the old bag phone? Those were funny. Anyhow, And we take them and they melt them down for the precious metals
and
convert those precious metals into dollars. And then they buy calling cards. Every time the Military Moms Prayer Group does a mass shipping special, we provide those talk time cards in each package for all of the soldiers that are somehow related to residents of the Treasure Coast. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, every time a package is shipped from one of from our store and it's an APO address package, we put in three, not one, but 3 hours of talk time in every single APO address package.
Oh, it's so
awesome.
Important.
It is.
So important. My husband's prior service, he was out in Afghanistan, so I know how tough communication is. That is absolutely wonderful cause.
Yeah.
It really is.
It warms our heart to know that we can be a part of it. And it's so simple for other folks to just say, hey, I can help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one less thing that's under your bed or in your drawer.
Right.
Wonderful.
You know?
Easy help. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Easy help. Needs them.
Yep. So Monday through Saturday, you can come in with any of your shipping questions, needs, or old cell phones right there at the PacMail location on the intersection of Beachland and Mockingbird. We're getting ready to celebrate 30 years there. Isn't that exciting?
That's fabulous.
Yeah. We've been around for a hot second, my friends.
A
hot second. We have Dr. Felice Hockey in the house. She is relatively new to the area, but doesn't mean that she's new to what she's doing. She is a medical bariatrician as well as a family practitioner. When we get back, we're going to chat about what are some of the meal planning and exercise programs that she gives to her patients, as well as figure out a little bit more about our local Indian River County Recreation Department. You're listening to The Vero Insider. Don't go anywhere.
It's time to buy a home, that is, whether it's your first home or upgrading. We at Caliber Home Loans have years of experience and can navigate you through the complexities of lending, offering free pre-approvals and local appraisers, allowing you to shop with confidence. Buying a home, looking to refinance, or simply have questions, call the Caliber Home Loans team at 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER. And online at CaliberTreasureCoast.com.
Communication and dedication. At First American Title, our focus is to provide you with the highest level of customer service while providing peace of mind for homebuyers, sellers, and the real estate professional. With over 100 years in business, First American Title provides comprehensive title insurance coverage with accuracy and integrity. Getting buyers and sellers to the closing table shouldn't be stressful. Let's get you there with confidence. Visit us on the web at firstam.com. At First American Title, our priorities are simple. They're yours.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome, large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star.
Yep.
I don't know how it happened.
I wasn't even looking. I wasn't even looking when she did that.
That's crazy. Thank you for tuning in to another wonderful edition of the Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia Tillery. So this day in history, Amelia Earhart in 1932 became the first woman to fly across the United States nonstop from Los Angeles to Newark, New Jersey. So in the house, we have a lady just as dedicated
wow.
in her field.
Wow.
Right? I'm talking you up, Doc. Talking you up.
I thought you were going to say she flew here or something.
That's awesome.
At some point, I'm sure she did. Just as dedicated in your field to helping those residents throughout our community that may be suffering or dealing with the challenges of being overweight. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to educate our listeners a little bit more because I feel like they could benefit. Some folks are just scared of surgery. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. I'm not one for even a shot. Mm-hmm. So surgery would probably be out. What are some of the things that you do for your patients? Meal planning, exercise programs,
sure.
that sort of thing.
I work with surgical patients as well. So I'll work with pre-bariatric. I'll work with bariatric surgery, post-bariatric surgical patients. Not everyone's going to meet criteria for surgery. And also, like you said, not everyone wants to have surgery. But the surgery can be very beneficial and work for
very
those.
Effective.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. I work actually closely with Dr. Ted Perry, who does the bariatric surgery for Indian River. It is very much a personal choice, but also you fitting into the criteria. Mm-hmm. And as far as the patients that I help and what I do, I work within the confines of pretty much four pillars, the way I look at it. Medical, exercise, behavior. And what I'm looking for in a patient is their medical conditions and where they fit personally into the program. So right. what works for you is not necessarily going to work for every patient.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the program, if you go and start the program, let's say, and your friend did, you may talk to each other and you'd say, well, we're kind of doing two different things. That's okay, because what's working for you may not be working for her. So I really kind of evaluate that with each patient. And so I really feel proud that it's a very personal approach. As far as diet is concerned, it's pretty simple. I don't ask patients to do a lot of detailed work for me. Because if you overwhelm a patient, what I've learned is they throw their hands up and they go, mm-hmm. I don't want to do this.
They don't mm-hmm. want to journal right. all day, Doc. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. So I do ask if and I often ask, do you have a smartphone? I don't even know if they're called smartphones anymore. I mean,
pretty sure. I'm on your page. I know what that is. Got it. Yeah. And if they do, I ask, are you savvy with apps? Do you feel comfortable with, you know, a food logging app, a food tracking app? And they say yes. You know, I'll teach them how to use things like MyFitnessPal or Lose It or MyNetDiary, which I think are the most pertinent pieces to the weight loss puzzle, truly. So when people food log, even if they're not doing things perfectly, they tend to lose weight just by food logging alone. And research has actually shown that. So I get them on the food logging track. And they don't want to do it at first. But when you convince them that it's quick, it's easy, and it's really going to show them the parameters that they need to stay within, they tend to do very well. And then the next step is I present the parameters they need to stay within. I give them a calorie restriction. I teach them how many carbs they need to be eating in a day, protein content, fat content. And the nice thing is all they have to do is enter it into their app, and the report on the app will show the percentages of what they're eating. So
love that.
It's super simple if you're using the app. Occasionally I have a patient who's not savvy with that, you know, technology, and that's okay. And they do the classic, you know, writing down their food journal, and I do the mathematics for them. And that's that. See, you have to be good at math.
I don't love that part of my job, but I'll do it. Okay.
So if we have listeners that are feeling compelled that they want to find out more, they want to have a consultation, what's the best way that they can reach out to you?
Well, if they call the Indian River Hospital, they can be directly connected to my office by just asking for me. So that's the that's probably the easiest way.
Dr. Felice Hockey.
Yeah,
folks.
Or good old fashioned Google.
I do love me a good Google search.
I'm happy to say I'm very Googleable.
That was a mouthful. Yeah. Googleable.
No, but it's super simple. The spelling of my last name is not.
Yep.
So it's HAAKE. So two A's, but it's pretty easy to find me that way and pretty easy to get in for an appointment.
This is true. And again, as just a general practitioner, you're accepting new patients, so you don't necessarily have to be plagued with weight issues in order to come see you.
Exactly. I see the classic strep throat and sinus congestion and all of that as well. So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show today, for educating us. She's very Googleable, folks.
Yes, yes.
Dr. Felice Hockey, H-A-A-K-E, or you can simply give a ring to the Indian River Medical Center and they'll be able to connect you straight away.
Absolutely.
If you have an event, some sort of conference, some sort of car show. I mean, we're entertaining ideas because the IG building is an impressive infrastructure, fully AC, but it has outdoor elements to it as well. The Indian River Rec Department would like to talk to you. Is that true?
And we're very Googleable too.
Here, let me teach you. Googleable.
It's
the new PC.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating though that the new building is going to house so many opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have outdoor opportunities. We have a patio area that the way that the building sits, with no matter where the sun is throughout the year, it will always be in the shade. So it gives us an opportunity to bring in some fundraisers or for different events. We've been contacted by some car shows, anti-car shows that want to come in. And
I think it's a perfect fit, and that ties in with the intergenerational.
Absolutely.
Folks
and we also
of all
have
ages
a,
like that.
An activity field next to us that can house larger gatherings, whether it be a family outing or a family reunion, things like that. So,
and different groups and activities for your kids to get involved in, including my favorite from the rec department, the mother-son dance and the daddy-daughter dances.
Those are always special.
Hosted by the Indian River Rec
nice.
Department.
Yeah.
It's super nice. It's super adorable. My son was beyond charming, and we had our last one because he's 9. Yeah. You know, he's going to be turning 10, but it was a pretty momentous moment. And when you go to something like that, you want to look good, right?
Absolutely.
So be sure you visit my very, very favorite Foxy Nails, located in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to the Hallmark store, open 7 days a week, manicure, pedicure, and of course the hair studio of Vero Beach, where right now you can get $65 highlights or $95 keratin. Best price salon, but the most amazing service. She's a master colorist. She's beyond talented. Yeah. Oslo, US 1 in the Publix Plaza Hair Studio of Vero. I want to wrap up this show with a quick little quote because I thought that it tied in beautifully with our guests, Dr. Hockey and Michael Redstone of the Indian River Rec Department. Time and health are two precious assets that we don't recognize or appreciate until they have been depleted. Until next week. Cheers.
Thank you.